It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Welcome, everybody, to this week's Whiskey Quickie, and we are looking at Old Fitzgerald Decanter Bottled and Bond, the Spring 2021 release.
It's like the most beautiful bottle. I just love it.
I don't think there's another bottle out there that really competes with it.
Yeah, it's very nice. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel more classy when I have one in my possession.
It does look good on the bar.
And
it
classes is, the Cecils up.
It's a throwback to an old bottle that they used to have as a part of the Old Fitzgerald line, so it has a good connection with history. So here's some information about the Spring 2021 release. So these barrels were produced back in 2013 and bottled in the spring of 2021, making it the youngest release ever at 8 years old.
Mm, now, interesting.
We've had, I think we reviewed a 9 year at one point.
Yeah, I know they've had 9 to 15, 16, maybe 15 is the oldest. I can't remember.
But this is going to be the youngest one. Of course, bottled in bond, 100 proof, with an SRP of $85.
It's not bad. Yeah. I mean, probably $10 a year. I like that.
I'd almost pay $85 just to have this decanter.
Yes, very nice.
It is sweet. All right, let's go ahead and dive in with it. On the nose. Figs.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Kind of raisin, cinnamon kind of aromatics, potpourri-ish.
Yeah, I mean, it still has a pretty, I don't want to say typical Heaven Hill smell there when it comes to these Old Fitzgeralds, but it does sort of play in line with it.
You smell like Old Fitz.
I wish I made a cologne like that.
Yeah.
All right, on the taste.
Yeah, that raisin and cinnamon is elevated by like a syrup or butter almost. Mm. Reminds me of a kid. You get that swirl raisin bran and just slack it. Just that word, slack it.
Slack it.
With a bunch of butter and maybe sprinkle a little extra sugar on there to just fatten your day up.
Yeah, I was like, another teaspoon of sugar on there, pretty good. But yeah, you're right, it's pretty syrupy, it's viscous. And overall, I mean, I really like the way it tastes too. I mean, it's got a very good fruit-forward kind of taste to it.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
So let's go ahead and rate this. So on the nose, where you at?
Thumbs up. I really enjoyed it. Like, I love dried fruit, so.
Yes. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I mean, it's good.
And the finish?
Between sideways and three quarters, I want a little more robust, but it's still very good. A lot of good flavors going on. So very, at the youngest age, I feel like it's one of my favorite ones, initially.
I agree too. And it's also, even at 100 proof, it still has a lot of flavors. It's still developing. It's still pretty complex at 100 proof and more than other 100 proof bourbons that we've reviewed before. So
yeah, young Fitz is beating the old Fitz.
Love it. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.